From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Colleges and universities are trying to cut costs, so many schools are trading in-house email systems for Gmail. Google gives them more storage space, plus modern tools for collaboration, all at a very competitive price, free. WNPR's Libby Kahn Franklin reports.
Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut, promises all of its students a Wesleyan email account for life. So when the university outsourced its email service to Google in late 2008, it had one big thing in mind.
What we said that we would do, we committed to making all the functionality that they had from their old system plus more, and the plus more, the big plus more, was space. We were running out of space.
Karen Warren is director of user and technical services at Wesleyan. She says that even before the switch, more than half the student body was using Gmail to bypass the Wesleyan mail interface. Nicholas Marshall is a senior at Wesleyan.
Clunky would be a charitable description of how the email used to work. And the thing that I've most noticed after the switch over to Google is that things have become a lot more streamlined and things have become a lot more centralized.
Centralization is perhaps the key theme of cloud computing. Data that used to be stored on-site is increasingly stored on huge data farms in remote locations. And because Google is, well, Google, it's able to offer 7 gigs of storage space to every student at Wesleyan and to the more than 7.5 million students around the world who use Google Apps for education, saving their university's time, money, and precious disk space. Plus, the apps are pretty cool.
This is our Google Apps start page. We've brought in several feeds from our student newspaper, from some of our active blogs on campus, and our events calendar.
From there, students can access email, docs, chat, video, spreadsheets, and more. But the kicker?
There are absolutely no ads in this interface at all.
It is not part of a strategy to make money.
Kristen Frodella is a senior marketing manager for education at Google.
Give it away for free now. We plan to always give it away for free. You know, Google actually started in the education world, and so we'd like to continue to support education, and we think this is a great way for us to support it.
So, no charge, no ads. What's the catch?
That's a very good question. The answer isn't entirely clear.
Christian Czar is a senior at Yale University majoring in computer science. He was concerned when he heard that Yale was planning to migrate student email to Google.
Gmail is nice. All your email is there. There are some distinct privacy concerns because Google now has complete access to your email in order to show it to you.
Kristen Frodella at Google says students shouldn't worry.
The school owns all the students' private data. We are not looking at it. The school owns all of it.
That doesn't necessarily comfort Christian Czar. Not that his worries keep him from using Google altogether. He is, after all, a millennial. He's actually got 5 personal Gmail accounts, but it's a service he opts into and can opt out of any time. He doesn't want his school making that decision for him. And for the time being, at least, it won't. Yale has put its plans to go Google on hold, but has declined to elaborate on the decision or its future plans. For NPR News, I'm Libby Kahn Franklin in New Haven.